Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Peaceful protests continued in Memphis today, 2 days after the video of the brutal police beating of Tyre Nichols was released to the public. The 5 officers seen in the police video have been fired from the police department and face second-degree murder charges. And 2 sheriff's deputies and EMT personnel are also being investigated. Jennifer Kane, a community organizer, protested in front of the police precinct in the Hickory Hill neighborhood. That's where the 5 police officers were allegedly stationed.
We might wake up tomorrow and there's another hashtag in another city, in another state. But unfortunately, right now, it's here in Memphis.
Speaking there to ABC News, Nichols' funeral will be held Wednesday and the Reverend Al Sharpton is scheduled to attend. The Treasury Department is using what it describes as extraordinary cash management measures to avoid breaching the federal debt limit. But Secretary Janet Yellen says those measures will run out in June and the U.S. could default on its debts. Today, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy told CBS News Republicans won't let that happen and that he will meet with President Biden on the issue Wednesday. The White House says it has ruled out spending cuts in exchange for an increase in the debt ceiling. Israel's government is increasing its military presence in the West Bank and taking other measures in response to the latest shooting deaths. And Piers Peter Kenyon has more.
Israel has long had a practice of demolishing homes of Palestinians who kill Israelis, but that generally involves a degree of due process, with the Palestinian families getting a chance to appeal. Now security forces are being ordered to seal homes virtually overnight, closing entrances and forcing families out into the street immediately. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told his cabinet that the home of a Palestinian who killed 7 people outside a Jerusalem synagogue was sealed and is slated for demolition. He said the government may also revoke the Israeli identity cards of, quote, families of terrorists that support terrorism. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.
The Somali government says it has killed more than 130 fighters from the Islamist militant group Al-Shabaab, including top commanders, in a joint operation carried out with its international partners, including the U.S. military. The BBC's Will Ross has more.
It's impossible to independently verify the details of this attack, but the Somali government has described what sounds like a significant setback for Al-Shabaab. An information minister said 136 jihadist fighters have been killed in a joint operation with Somalia's international partners. Just 3 days ago, the United States said its special forces had killed a senior militant leader during a raid in the north of the country. Several years ago, Bilal al-Sudani split away from the al-Qaeda-linked al-Shabaab and played a key role trying to boost the presence of the Islamic State group in other parts of the continent, including Mozambique and eastern Congo.
The BBC's Will Ross. You're listening to NPR News. Oakland, California celebrated its first Lunar New Year parade in decades today. Sarah Hosseini from member station KQED has more.
Vasana Lee is a volunteer with the Oakland Chinatown Improvement Council, which organized the parade.
It's something that I think can unify people because I think we have more in common than we do in difference. And you know, I think with everything that's going on, we should take every chance we can to celebrate these kind of things.
Lee says he's looking forward to seeing the event continue next year. San Francisco's annual parade takes place next Saturday. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Hosseini in Oakland.
France's prime minister says raising the country's retirement age from 62 to 64 is no longer negotiable. And that's angering parliamentary opponents and unions who plan mass protests and strikes this week, calling for a nationwide day of transit strikes on Tuesday, along with large demonstrations. The reform is one part of President Emmanuel Macron's broad bill the government says is necessary to keep the pension system solvent. Ford is recalling more than 382,000 SUVs because of an issue with the 360-degree rear camera. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says there have been at least 17 minor accidents connected with that camera issue. Ford says it's a faulty processing module in the camera that causes a syncing failure, which means the screen sometimes goes blue instead of showing a video feed. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News.